Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Doing great. Also, Mickey, I know you won't care about this, but we want to give people the opportunity if they want to text in. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do if you want to share your triumphs and sadness. I know that yesterday was just a walkthrough, but I'm guessing we got to keep an eye on Bell, Carson, and Tank since it's such a short week.
Yeah, I think from Tank's standpoint, he usually gets basically Wednesday a day of rest.
Okay.
So this is probably, I'm thinking, although they didn't put rest on there.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too.
But so maybe he's got a little something, but I bet, you know, it's just, you know, err on the side of caution, and 'cause he finished the game, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what that is at this point, since you're only going to have really one practice. I mean, one kind of football practice, and
right,
that'll be today. But I don't even know if, I bet he doesn't put the pads on. I bet they practice in shells.
Okay. And then for Carson, we didn't get a chance to talk about this a lot yesterday because there were just so many things wrong on Sunday. He's had...
Have you gotten to all of them
yet?
Yeah,
I don't think so. He's had a rough couple of games. Obviously, the missed tackle, giving up the extra 50
right,
yards. And then like so many people have before him, getting stiff-armed into oblivion by Derrick Henry. It feels like these last couple of weeks have been some growing pains.
Well, and that was to be expected, right?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
What was he, a fifth-round draft choice?
Absolutely.
And he's not supposed to be there. You know, he's supposed to be the fourth corner, not starting on the outside as a rookie. You know, I think he's done some good things, but as always, you know, cornerbacks are going to get beat.
Yeah.
You know, Trayvon Diggs got beat.
To end the game, yeah.
He just got to hang in there and make sure he doesn't lose his confidence. And he knows the tackle was bad. You got to make that tackle. Was it a 5-yard pass or something?
It was a really short pass.
Yeah, and so he knows that. He got to be better. He's not the only the 100th guy that got, you know, straight-armed by Derrick Henry, right?
Oh, my God. It's happened to so many people.
So, but, yeah, just get in there, and you got to play. And, you know, maybe the good thing is they got to play in a hurry. You would like to have a couple days of practice to get out there and fix things, but a lot of what's got to be fixed is from a mental standpoint, from a studying standpoint, to kind of know what the Giants are going to do.
Okay.
And let me guess what they're going to do. They're going to run
the ball. Yeah. I mean, isn't that what you would do?
Oh, absolutely.
So you were talking about you would want some more time. And after the fact, and I understand why going into the game, the Cowboys wouldn't be like, oh, what a terrible week of practice we had. We're in a lot of trouble. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But on the other side, you've heard, you know, Dak say it. You've heard it from multiple people talk about, like, hey, we got to step up our game in practice. Has that been kind of the buzz that you've heard after the game and around the stars?
Well, I think that's what, I mean, I've heard what you guys have heard. You know, I've heard the interviews. I've heard the interviews after the game. But look, here's the fear. You hope they're right. And it's not, we're not good enough.
Yeah.
Because no player will ever admit that, right?
Sure.
And Jerry kind of pointed out, the cliches that everybody uses in times like this. And he's right. You know, he talked about, you know, well, we got to look in the mirror. You got to look at yourself. You got to look at what you're doing. Are you studying your opponent hard enough? I mean, those are, you know, the kind of things everybody says when you play as poorly as they did for, well, I don't know, seven quarters. I'll give them one quarter, the fourth, this Sunday, that they played pretty well. So it kind of showed that, well, you can do that, but you got to do it over and over and over again. And it's not like they got to the fourth quarter and all of a sudden they studied harder, right?
Sure.
Or we prepared better.
I would assume not.
Right? Yeah. So you just got to play better and you got to be better. And they better hope that they have the ability to play better and not keep falling on these kind of hollow cliches. I mean, who's not studying? Think about the guys that are playing, right? DeMarcus Lawrence not studying?
I'm sure he did.
Marshawn Nealon, a rookie, not preparing. Kalen Carson, not preparing. You got two basically rookies that started at linebacker. They don't care. So some of that kind of falls on pretty hollow, right? Even on the offensive line, you got two rookies starting at the two most important spots on the offensive line, right? They're not practicing hard. They don't know better. See, I'm not buying that. You just got to play better. And we're about to find out because Thursday night's pretty darn important.
Okay, and Mickey, that part of you got to play better. I heard Jerry multiple times this morning saying, I think we have the talent. We're just underperforming. Do you agree that they have the talent that's just underperforming?
Well, we're going to find out here in a hurry.
But do you think there are areas that don't have the talent that other teams are picking on?
Well, they're picking on the defensive tackles for sure.
Yes.
But Osa's pretty good.
Okay.
And we've seen that.
I'll agree with that.
So they're only picking on one tackle. And actually, Mozzie played his best game, I thought, of his career. Now, he got knocked out of there, but he made three tackles. Tell me the last time he was in a game that made three tackles.
I have no clue.
Yeah, we probably don't. I got to look that up now.
You go look at his game log.
I hate saying
now.
Stuff that I didn't look for, you know, just thought about it. So they just got to play better. They got to play the scheme better. And teams have found that, you know, they're where their soft spot is. If you just look at the games they lost last year, this is no different, is it?
No.
The five games they lost last year, the teams ran on them.
Yes.
And ran on them.
Yes.
And ran on them. So, they tried to address that by bringing in veteran mercenaries, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't...
I don't know what you guys think of that.
I mean, I haven't really loved the performances of, like, Linval Joseph thus far, and obviously we've discussed Jordan Phillips.
Right.
I found it, Mickey.
Oh.
Mozzie Smith,
mm-hmm.
2023 against the New York Giants, had three tackles.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Three solos and three combos.
So this
week should be better.
Well, it needs to be.
It's going to be the
that's
Giants.
Exactly. Isn't it a good thing that they don't have to face Saquon Barkley on Thursday?
Man, yeah. No kidding. And
I mean, eventually, right? But at least not now.
I think you saw the blueprint to beat the Giants in week two where the Washington Commanders kicked seven field goals. Now that we saw that Brandon Aubrey can kick a 65-yard field goal when it actually counts, and he can perform the onside kick. Is there anything kicking-wise that this guy can't do?
Well, this crossed my mind. You know, you guys ever watched a lot of, like, high jump competition
yeah.
or pole vault?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so after the guy basically has the best, the highest, whatever, clearance, and he's going to win, and then they let him go after the the world
yes.
record or whatever.
Yes.
I'm thinking next time he's at 65, just back up to 66.
Agreed. Take a penalty.
Well,
or
just,
you could just
no, you just
have
instead
a deeper
of 8
snap.
Yards back,
yeah.
go 9 yards back.
Right? I support
and
that.
And say I'm going to tie that record, cuz he would have tied it from 66 for
yes.
sure. And would have broken it from 67.
Yeah, you can choose how deep you are.
Yeah, you don't have to snap the ball. Because remember, it's evolved, Mick, if I'm not correct.
Because it used to be seven.
Seven, yeah.
And then it moved to eight.
Exactly. So if you want to snap the ball 10 yards back, why the hell not? Like,
yeah.
Hopefully you practice that or something.
I don't think they call you for illegal formation or anything, right?
Hey, he snapped the ball too far.
Never thought about that before. Yeah. Never did.
So I believe that, yes.
Because it's very rarely when a guy misses from length that he misses by 1 yard.
Yes.
Right? It's usually 3 or 4 yards short. Right?
So, Mickey, what I thought was going to happen, I texted multiple people, is I thought Brandon Aubrey was going to kick a 70-yard field goal at the buzzer to send the game to overtime. And I was really disappointed that we didn't get a chance to see that
happen. Well, they were one third down stop away.
I know.
They were close.
I thought it was going to happen.
Really, because if they would have punted, to say the pass was incomplete, the line of scrimmage was the 25, so you probably would have got the ball around the 30, and if you could just gain 20 yards in a minute.
You're good to go.
Right?
Yes. Exactly.
I'm sorry to get you off on a tangent.
No, that's fine. We tangent all the time on this show.
Well, sometimes you just got to have a little levity in such a seemingly dark situation, right?
I agree. And it's interesting because there's already people projecting our responses for Friday if and when the Cowboys beat the Giants. And I don't think I'm going to feel that way at all. Like, you need to win to keep the momentum of the season going, but I think the Giants are terrible, and I think beating the Giants won't prove anything like long-term.
It's just a formality of...
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But at least it quiets things down.
I think
Jerry pointed something out that I forgot last year. They started off 2-3. And I think everybody was burying them at that time.
Yeah.
I didn't think, Vegas had Mike McCarthy 2-1 to be fired.
Man, they love putting him at the top of the most likely to get fired list, don't they?
I mean, come on. Did anybody watch Jacksonville last night?
That was bad football.
No kidding. That team is awful.
I mean, it wasn't even close to being competitive.
No.
But you did watch Washington, right?
Yes, I did.
And that might be, and I watched a lot of Jaden Daniels at LSU. That might be the best game I've seen him play. Like, he's gotten better.
Well, I don't like to hear that as someone who does not want Washington to succeed. But you're right. He was fantastic. Mick, let me ask you this real quick about this, because I've seen a lot of discussion. How do you feel about double Monday Night Football games? Because I know there's a contingent out there that really doesn't like it because they're like, I can't fully watch both games.
Well, I thought I did a pretty good job last night. I mean, I had two TVs set up, right?
Oh, fancy.
Well, I mean, you got more than one TV in the house, right?
I'm just kidding, man.
So you just got to move one.
Oh, man, that's a lot of effort. That's what my laptop is for.
Yeah, I always use the laptop.
Or you can use your laptop, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when the one game was such, lopsided that it was like, okay, at halftime, I don't even need to put the sound on that. And I'll just watch Washington, see if they can hang in there and I haven't seen him that composed in the pocket before.
He was fantastic.
I mean, he only had, two, three incompletions?
I believe that is correct.
He broke Dak's record for rookie completion percentages. He was at, 91%.
Yes, most efficient. I thought it was 21-23. It's something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, something along those lines. He was fantastic. But
I'm tired of talking about how good the Commanders looked. So let's pick this back up.
So you're going to boot me on.
Yes, that is exactly what is happening
right
now.
By God, I'm coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll bring you back tomorrow. Thank you very much, good sir.
See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. For the record, he's not wrong about any of that. If you watch that Cincinnati Bengals game, first of all, the Bengals are in a lot of trouble. Second of all,
be afraid.
Yeah, Jane Daniels looked awesome. All right. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. From the 817, I got to brag. I'm currently 3-0 in fantasy with 490 points scored, and I've just given up 192 points. Wow. From the 682, I'm gloating mainly because I was projected to be dead last in my league, and now I'm 3-0. So I get that. Whenever you get the post-draft, like, rankings of where they think you're going to go and everything, I could see how you're like, I'm going to remember that.
Kevin, I was wrestling with myself,
brother,
of whether or not I should start Jake Ferguson or Juwan Jennings.
Oh.
So I said, you know what? T. Higgins is healthy and he's going to play. I'm rocking with my dude, T. Higgins, who scored 6 points. Ferguson scored 15. Terry McLaurin on my bench scored 20. Romo Odunze scored 23. And Juwan Jennings scored 46. All of the decisions were bad. And starting Derek Carr, out of all the quarterbacks, he had the least amount of points for me. So it was a tough week for me in that league. But I have Josh Allen in our in the station league. So I was able to beat Chiafalo last night.
From the 214, I started a lot of discussion about Juwan Jennings. I started Juwan Jennings, Derrick Henry, and Zach Charbonnet when Devo and A.J. Brown were injured. I feel like I'm a better GM than Jerry. From the 817, I had Juwan Jennings, was feeling pretty good. I lost because of the Monday Night Football doubleheader. He had Jamar Chase and James Cook. I lost 146.78 to 144.6. F my life. I'm sorry. I understand how that hurts. This is a one you hear a lot, though, from the 469. This is sad. Second week in a row, I scored the second most points in the league and lost again.
God.
You hate seeing this.
It is brutal.
Because you look at the other teams, you're like, I'm 2-1 now. And you're like, you scored like 84 points. I don't even know how you won that game. I scored 130 and I lost and I'm, you know, like, whatever.
It's not. Hey, man, that's the way of this NFL fantasy thing goes.
It is.
Do we all get a false sense of our ability to GM too whenever our team is doing good in fantasy football and we're like, I could do it better than Jerry Jones?
I mean, probably. I have asked numerous times to take a look at the salary cap books for the Cowboys and I've been rebuffed each time. I really would like to take a look because everyone's got some sort of ego, right? Where you're like, I could do that better.
Kevin, I think I like this text from the 512. I didn't realize KNC was a calculus show with all these tangents.
Now that's
a math joke.
That is a quality text right there.
I appreciate that math joke.
That is someone who probably appreciated my joke from yesterday.
Oh, hopefully not.
That's well done. From the 682, there's only 4 people left in my survivor group of 25. Oh, no. This is sad. I lost 2 games in 2 separate leagues. 107.38 to 107.1. And 139.75 to 139.05. I lost
brutal.
2 games by a combined 0.98.
You know what I suggest? Grab a bottle of Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
Oh, man.
Enjoy your Tuesday night.
I really think they should sponsor this part of the segment. It's like, do you need to drown your fantasy sorrows?
From the 817, ever since I had Corey shout out my fantasy victory over my sister, I've lost CMC, Cup, AJ Brown, Pacheco, and Puka Nacua. I am cursed.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I mean, you did get that
win.
Holy
moly.
And we did shout you out. I can't say that I cursed it, though. Well, I may have, though.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, normally Mike will do this. Mike's off on assignment with the Rangers all week. So I will ask all the football questions next on The Fan.
At the 9, first down, fake inside. Jackson runs it to the left and trots in. just walks the dog into the garden, through the picket fence. Nice block from Kolar. Ravens score first.
And then they robbed some of your stuff. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for me to ask y'all all of the football questions. I'm going to start with this. Did the Ravens save their season on Sunday?
Yes.
This would only be the second 0-3 start for them ever.
Because instead of three losses, they only have two.
That is true.
And I think the other thing you factor in that, like, you have three losses, that really does stretch you thin whenever it comes to you have your margin of error is so small. You can't just be like, well, we can lose a game here and there. You have to be, you have to go on a streak that is 10 games long, or only lose one other one. Cause especially with that division, you don't know what's going to happen. If Pittsburgh's going to keep this up all season long. That being said though, Cleveland sucks now. And Cincinnati can't win. You're sitting pretty comfortable considering where Cincinnati is at the moment.
Now for the Vikings. Is it time to rethink the Vikings? Brace yourself as a Super Bowl contender.
Super Bowl contender. They have a really, really good defense. And they are getting strong quarterback play. Kevin, the two things that I think win championships are defense and strong quarterback play. And they have a running back who is looking really good, too. And the best receiver in the league. Man, I think we have to consider them. But I will hold on.
Oh, man.
Until after Thanksgiving to make that declaration.
Okay. Alec, it felt like we were going on.
Because Sam Darnold could, like, his leg could fall off, you know? And
oh,
then
no.
I'm not saying I'm wishing it. We don't know. We've seen things happen. I'm just saying. We're only 3 weeks in.
Well, Christian McCaffrey's mom would like to have a word with you.
Man.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say that this team is a Super Bowl contender either, but I will say they have all the makings to be a very good team, which I did not expect. Like, Brian Flores, I think he's reaching boogeyman status, where it's just like, you don't want to say his name.
Yeah.
You don't want to go against him. And
yeah.
Before the game on Sunday, I was talking with a buddy with the Texans, not named Reggie, and he was like, I was like, what do you think about that defense? And he was like, I mean this in the nicest way possible. Brian Flores is a weirdo. He's like, the way he schemes his defenses, he's like, he's just a weirdo, and I hate it because he's so good at what he does. And sure enough, he goes out there and spanks that Texans offense that I thought was one of the best in the league. So I do think that the Vikings do have the chance to be a playoff team. They're not a Super Bowl contender yet.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about a couple of other surprise teams. Like, I'm not going to go through all the undefeated teams because I feel like most people would be like the Chiefs and the Bills. Yeah, they look pretty good. All right, early on, are you buying into the Chargers hype train?
I was, but Justin Herbert's health, I think, is going to be a problem all season long.
Fair.
Not that he was on fire or anything while he was, like, doing his thing, but he is one of those guys that they rely on a lot, and their running game kind of got stifled this week a little bit, so...
For the first time.
Yeah. So I think that it's going to be an opportunity for Harbaugh to say, all right, guys, look, we have some work to do. We thought we were pretty good to start, but if we want to keep that up. But no, I don't think so. I'm not buying into it completely.
All right, Alec, I'm going to ask you about the New Orleans Saints, because a week ago, I damn sure would have told you I buy into everything that they have to offer. Then they get stifled offensively by the Eagles. Do you buy into the New Orleans Saints?
I'm still going to buy into them as a playoff team and a serious threat. I don't think they make the Super Bowl, but the reason that I'm not going to read too much into the Philly game is because Philly had the right idea because they had the right amount of talent to make it happen. I don't think everybody that they face in the NFC in that path to the Super Bowl is going to be able to make that happen.
We have the right amount of talent, Alec. Everyone has told you that. We just need to execute.
Yeah, we just got to play better, Kevin. You just got to play better. You know, Jordan Phillips will he'll come off of IR and he'll be okay.
Why don't you and Alec just relax? Well, we have the talent, you jerk.
Alec, I think E-L-A-X.
I think it's been proven that if your guys have career years, that you can win the World Series.
It's true.
All of those guys had career years, and they won the World Series. So,
well, again, next
year. All they got to do is play better. And what happened? They played worse the next year? They didn't win the World Series.
Fair. That is fair.
And I could go ahead and say that because they're not going to compete for the World Series this year.
What?
Yeah. Sorry. That happened over the weekend. Do you buy or believe in the New York Jets?
Pooh. Yes.
It didn't sound like
well, because that first game looked bad.
True.
But I think as Aaron Rodgers develops chemistry with Garrett Wilson, I think he already has a pretty good rock with Lazard and then Mike Williams as well. The more he develops that chemistry, Breece Hall's really good. So they have that part of it, and their defense can be amazing. So yeah, I am buying them.
Now, I want to ask both of you guys about this one. And, Alec, you mentioned them earlier. Do you guys buy the Seattle Seahawks?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh. I'm going to say yes for now. Until proven otherwise, I will. I mean, I just love their head coach. I think Mike McDonald's got it figured out there.
Like, they beat down the Dolphins, even though they had 11 penalties and were -2 in turnovers. That's bananas.
And they beat the Patriots. And they also barely beat the Broncos, who were bad. So the Dolphins, Kevin, again, Skylar Thompson's your starter here.
And he's hurt.
So I'm not buying, like, 24-3 over the Dolphins isn't that big of a deal to me. But the other two teams were bad, too. So that's three bad teams that I'm looking at the moment. I agree with Alec, though. The head coach comes from an organization that's very strong. I know what he's doing there, but I'm just not buying it yet. And also, that division isn't as good as we thought it was going to be right now.
Now, do the Steelers have their quarterback in Justin Fields?
Yes.
And will the success of Fields and Stroud trash the Ohio State quarterback narrative forever? That's a bonus question.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I think the more opportunities he gets and the more comfort he gets in Pittsburgh, the better he's going to be. And I think if you look at Chicago right now, you're like, oh, yeah, it wasn't Justin Fields. It was everything in Chicago. I still think Chicago has a chance, except for like their whole offensive line had fallen down on one play. So I still think they can be better in Chicago. But in Pittsburgh, I think they have a lot of pieces and they have a steady hand with Mike Tomlin. Like everybody knows that he's in control of what's going on in that organization. So, yeah, I think he's going to grow into a good place there.
All right, for both of y'all.
You're going to hate seeing him run around the way he does.
Is Caleb Williams taking good character building lumps, or is he taking confidence shattering David Carr, Bryce Young lumps early on?
I don't think that he has the people in that room with him that are going to help him develop as an NFL quarterback. And that is reading NFL defenses, knowing, hey, look, there's four guys right here in the middle of the field that you can't throw into that area. There are things that you're seeing that when you were watching people break down film on him, you're like, yeah, you can make that mistake in college. You can't make that mistake in the NFL. And I think that it's tough right now. So he has to learn quickly, but I think he might have to do it all on his own, just like Justin Fields was.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the bigger problems there. So I think it's going to be a tough go until they find people that can help him grow into a better quarterback.
I think he is going to have to do it on his own. I think he will. I think he's handling it really well so far. I mean, even his sit-down interview with Maria Taylor, was that like a week ago?
Yeah.
He just oozed, not like a cocky confidence, but like a cool, calm, and collected. Like, he seems like he's adjusted to the pro life. And I don't think Shane Waldron is the guy at offensive coordinator for that team. I don't think he's going to benefit him, like Corey was saying. I don't think Matt Eberflus is the guy as the head coach. I think you know, maybe 3 years down the road, you could be saying that, yeah, he is confident and he has got it figured out because he's got the right guys there. But I think he's doing well on his own right now. I think it's confidence building in the right way.
You've seen three games. Going forward, which rookie wide receiver would you rather have? Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers?
Ooh. I mean, I kind of want to throw Romo Odunze in the mix, too. I know Caleb just started getting their connection. I'm going to stick with Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm going to stick with it. I think Malik Nabers is awesome. I hate Daniel Jones for him, but they're growing together. But I'm going to stick with Marvin Harrison Jr.
I feel like you could just say yes,
yeah,
and that would be a great answer.
Fair.
I'd probably just go Marvin Harrison Jr. just because, like you were talking about earlier in the show, Corey, he was the most pro-ready day one. So if you expect him to be like a playoff threat and a weapon right now, if you needed to play a wild card game next week, I think he would show up and have triple-digit receiving yards. Not to say that the others wouldn't. I would just be more comfortable with him.
Somebody texted in, Caleb Williams is the most overhyped QB ever. I think Trevor Lawrence might want to have a word with you.
Oh, man.
Just saying. Now.
You think he wants to have that word with you, or he's like, hey, man, let it be him, please.
Probably not. Probably not.
No comprende.
No comprende. Oh,
Now, this might be a controversial question. I'm really curious what your answer is, assuming you're another team. Would you trade a third-round pick right now for Brandon Aubrey?
Oh, if I'm another team?
Yes.
If I'm a contender, yes.
Yeah.
If that's the thing that I'm missing, yes. 1,000%.
Would you trade a second round pick?
Maybe.
Okay. Alec, would you trade a third round pick for Brandon Aubrey?
I'd listen to anything that involves day two picks. I really would.
Oh, so round two is possible as well.
Yes. Anything day two, rounds two or three, I would absolutely be open to that conversation if I was a contending team. He's that good. He's that automatic.
Man.
Yeah, he's the guy for you right now. He's the difference in, he could be the difference for you winning a championship or not.
Can I ask one more?
If you don't have a Harrison Butker.
Yes. Who also sell jerseys. Where did the big play Chiefs go? All right. So like in training camp, it looked amazing. Early on, you're like, that connection with Xavier Worthy. Holy cow. The Chiefs had one play of more than 17 yards against the Falcons. Now, I know they're still winning, and so maybe they're like, well, who gives a crap? But have we seen at least a dulling of the big play Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes, but I think they'll find it at some point. I mean, okay. The whole Travis Kelce missing in action right now, is killing my fantasy team because, you know, I got him and everything. I think, what does he have? Six catches for like 67 yards through three games. It's ridiculously low. And Patrick Mahomes is saying, look, once we get these other guys really going,
yeah,
then it'll open up more for Travis. For so long, he was the guy opening up for other people. Now there's so much respect going his way that people are doubling him and all sorts of stuff. So I think at some point it's going to open up. It's just when teams start deciding we have to respect these other guys, and then Travis Kelce can do his thing, and then it opens up even more for Mahomes.
The feedback on the Aubrey thing is amazing. Pick 25 and up. That's all I'm accepting for Brandon Aubrey. From the 972, he is by far our best player. From the 817, he's worth a first and maybe more. From the 214, I know this wasn't your question, but F no, I'm not doing that deal on the Cowboys. Man, I thought I was going to have to sell you on that. And everyone's like, no.
They love our kicker here in Dallas.
From the 972, if I'm Dallas, I'm just trying for a first round pick for Aubrey. That is the only consideration.
He's our boy in blue.
Woo! We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we got double Monday Night Football. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Third down and seven. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Terry McLaurin.
You can literally feel the enthusiasm in that stadium die in that moment when he caught it. Like, I'm sorry, Alec. Play that one more time if you can. You can palpably feel the moment where everyone's like, O.S., we're in trouble.
Third down and seven. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it. Touchdown.
Like, did you hear that? By the way, That is the second home game the Cincinnati Bengals have lost already this year, where they were 7-point favorites. Now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy? Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit RhinoShieldTX.com. We got double Monday Night Football last night, and there are all kinds of things to discuss from there. Is there a game you want to start on? Is it Washington? Because that's probably more relevant.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's start with Washington. I thought this was delightful. In the post game, Jaden Daniels thanked his parents, and he said, "I just give a testament on how I was raised. Shout out to my mom and my dad for instilling that in me in terms of like being ready to go and being ready in clutch moments." I thought that was delightful.
Yeah, they making sure you're on time, making sure you have the morals and standards.
Jaden Daniels told the coaching staff at one point to go for it on fourth down, converted a 9-yard pass for a first down. Jordan Schultz says he got a text from an NFC East executive, quote, "Jaden really might be him," which is, of course, a terrifying prospect if you're in that division and you're not the Commanders.
Yeah, that definitely is terrifying.
And you don't have their old owner to probably screw it up.
Yeah, that is the thing, right? Is all the different
Snyder would have been like, I figured it
out. You want to have this moment where you're just like, they are still that group, but it's different. It's a different thing now. But will they lose 28? You know, will they be up 28-3 in the Super Bowl and then have it all fall apart on them?
I mean, don't you think at this point, if I told you Commanders fans that they would be up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, they're like, accept. I don't even care what the end of your sentence is. I accept that.
Take all the money.
For sure. So huge day for the Commanders. Now the other game, it was a blowout pretty much from the word go. Certainly by the time you got to the second quarter, the Bills hammer the Jags 47-10. There's a lot coming out from that. First of all, DeMar Hamlin got his first career interception, and people made note of it was on Monday Night Football, which is the same thing where, I mean, it kind of looked like he was going to die or that he was briefly clinically dead. And as if the day couldn't get any worse for the Jags, their plane also had mechanical issues, and they had to wait to fly home until about 1 a.m.
Dang.
Perhaps because of that, but probably more likely because they got destroyed in the game. This is fascinating. Doug Peterson was noncommittal about Trevor Lawrence staying the starter. He said, quote, "There has to be changes, whether it's play design, personnel, everything. Everything is on the table. Let's call it that. And all of those are things that I have to look at and we have to look at as a staff and make adjustments." He talked about, oh, but not for Trevor Lawrence, right? And he said, "You say everything is on the table. Everything is on the table."
In that situation, you don't trust the ownership to make the right decisions, right? If they're like, you know what? It's coaching. We got to move on.
Yeah.
You can't trust them. But they also just shelled out a whole lot of money to this quarterback. So they can't look at that and go, well, this pleases us. We thought this was the guy that was going to do it for us. And now you're telling me we have to replace him? So you can't trust ownership, but you also can't trust the players and coaches at the moment. That's when you have just a poor franchise.
Trevor Lawrence right now is completing 47.5% of his passes.
It's not good enough. Especially whenever Jaden Daniels is completing 91% of them.
You know what? I really like that you said that. Here are the three texts in succession that I see about Jaden Daniels immediately. Funny, they thought the same thing about RG3. So that's a negative one. Jaden Daniels is average at best in the middle. Next one. Bro looks like he will be better than Mahomes one day. So in succession, you've got meh, eh, and whoa.
Yeah.
About Jaden Daniels.
It's going to be that way until this is three games.
Sure.
If he's consistently does what he did against the Bengals and never has to punt, then everybody will go, well, we might have been wrong.
Oh!
Yeah, just like Mike.
So I got some injury updates for you.
How quickly would Mike trade in all his Trevor Lawrence cards for Jaden Daniels right now?
Yeah, I bet he would. That actually is a really good question.
I gotta go look up.
You should text him and ask him that. All right. It looks like the Steelers are going to be without edge rusher Alex Highsmith for probably a couple of weeks. He has a groin injury. Then you look at the Chargers. Rashawn Slater with a pectoral issue and Joe Alt, MCL sprain, are expected to miss this week against the Chiefs and potentially even further down the line. And to add to that, Derwin James also got suspended a game for violating NFL safety rules. So Derwin James, Rashawn Slater, Joe Alt, just to start, all going to be out versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
That stinks because Joe Alt's great.
He is. Now, this might be a bigger deal. Javon Hargrave has a partially torn right triceps. They're going to seek another opinion, but the early thought is he is going to be out for the season for the 49ers.
Dude, and it, I mean, their injury woes are concerning.
True.
Considering Christian McCaffrey, we have a confirmation.
Man, and Christian McCaffrey went to Brazil to see a specialist.
I think it was Germany.
Germany. Thank you. No.
Overseas.
But that's probably not a good sign either way.
Yeah, my Achilles is not great right now, so I might need to see a specialist in another country because nobody in America can do this. they're woes right now. Mike said, yes, I would. I don't think T-Law will ever be great. So
wow!
There you go.
Wow! That's a quick response right there, too.
And then he said he's broken. So
okay.
That's unfortunate.
He means Trevor Lawrence, not him, right?
Trevor Lawrence.
All right. Corey, we're going to have to go in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
Could you have gotten away with skipping your sister's wedding?
I conducted the wedding, so no.
Okay, what if...
I was the person that was saying, hey, y'all get married.
This is going to be tough
together.
Then. What if you were making your NFL debut as a starting running back? Then... do you think they could have adjusted their plans? Because that is what happened with Carson Steele, whose sister got married on a Sunday, I assume for financial reasons, and he had a good excuse. Oh, you can get it cheaper on Friday or Sunday for sure.
Did they say that they had the wedding reception during his game and they were all watching it?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Then, well, yeah, I think they're okay.
Okay, but he did miss the wedding because he was going to start an NFL game, and then they put the game on all of the TVs.
You think he would have gone to the wedding if he wasn't starting? He would have been like, Coach Andy.
I kind of do.
Can I have this one night off? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
again,
what other choices Andy Reid have? All his running backs are broken.
I think somebody said, why did they schedule a wedding on a Sunday when their family member's an NFL player? I just reserve the
cheaper.
Why have your wedding during football season?
Yeah, but like,
it's just dumb.
That might not entirely be up to you. I have a feeling like, you know, maybe the person you're marrying has thoughts also about when the wedding is.
All right. Okay. Like, don't you establish your ground?
Oh my God.
Early in the relationship?
I'll tell you this.
I mean, you don't have to say it like that. You just lay the foundation of football's important to me.
Okay, but maybe they were also like, hey, I really love Carson. He's not playing. So like that, don't you kind of get that sense? So they're like, go ahead and do it on the Sunday. He's behind Edwards-Helaire.
What if
he's
they don't get
Pacheco
along? What if his sister hates him?
Okay, well then why was the game on during the reception?
Because dad was like, we're watching this damn game, whether you like your brother or not.
Okay, I don't know any of what
Mom's
you just said.
Bombed over there off Chardonnay.
Okay, look.
Women, right?
I don't. Yes, Mike. I cannot confirm nor deny any of the drama that you threw out there. And last thing I want to say, Dave Canales is adamant that Andy Dalton is their starter for the Carolina Panthers. So get ready for news today that he's being benched. Because you remember exactly 1 week ago, Dave Canales also was adamant that Bryce Young was the starter. Before the day was out, he was benched.
Prepare.
So is this a bad sign for Andy Dalton, despite how well he played?
Maybe so.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, The Rangers' title defense comes to a disappointing end. What grade would you give the season? Because ESPN wasn't super nice.
Z.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears. But little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand. And the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.